Sounds great. לשון השולחן ערוך סימן טוב ראש עין א' צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה זה בזונדר הלוכה, זה ספשייל הלוכה שצורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה. יש עניין הלוכה שדה, אז הלוכה צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה. אבל יש ספשייל הלוכה צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה. לשון הרמב"ם חביבו היא מצווה חנוכה עד מאוד. זה מאוד. צריך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נר חנוכה. חביבו היא מצווה הדלקת נר חנוכה עד מאוד. נר חנוכה צריך להיזהר מאוד, חביבו היא עד מאוד. זה חומרס, זה הידורים. מה זה חומרה, מה זה הידור, מה זה מהדרין, מן המהדרין. Try to go דוך. Some of the הלוכס of הדלקת נר חנוכה. The Shari Tshuva and Simen Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sivkot Mechess brings down B'Shem Sefer Chesed Le'Avrom Klipei Beitzim the shells of an egg U'Psolim Ein Madlikim Bo'em. You can't take an egg. If you want to take an egg, you know, open, crack the egg, put oil inside and put a psila to light the candle. You're not allowed to Ein Madlikim Bo'em. Now he doesn't say the reason why ein madlikim bo. He just brings down the halacha that you're not allowed to light the klipa beitzim. So we're zoche baruch Hashem and our door, someone made a chesed with the sefer chesed le'avrom, and the sefer as he called le'rav Hutner, they printed the ksav yad of the chesed le'avrom, and the chesed le'avrom writes down why he said that you can't light with a shell of an egg. Why you can't light the chanukah inside an egg? Because it's a halacha of keili. As they did the Beis Hamikdash, the menorah was a keili. It's an inyan to light with a keili. And he says, now he chaps pshat. See, a lot of people are back with the chanukah, and they don't have bonim talmidei chachamim. That says because they're not using keli. So Rav Shteyman taines that you don't have to be choishes to the chumre from the zecher le'avrom, chesed le'avrom to have a keli. Says it's a chumre be'alma. The Mishnah Berurah himself says you could use candles. Even oil, but you could use candles. Candles not a keli. Second of all, the Mishnah Berurah never brought down the chesed le'avrom. Shari Tshuva brings it down. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the Chesed Le'Avrom. But what the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, no. As candles, Rav Shteyman taines, maybe candles has a Pesach Hashivus. But some of it is not a keli. But Rabban, it's not a Me'akev. It's not a Me'akev. For sure it's not a Me'akev. Rabbi Yishe Shtarenbuch, in Tshuvas Ve'Anoges, he brings down so the chur is very shvert. The chesed le'avrom answers why is not tamid chachomim because they're not makbid am kelim. Today leweise everyone is makbid am kelim, and you weiter don't see bonim tamid chachomim. So he ties the chumre that when you take the aloch and yuchas matiras yudayim, that if you have a keli that can't stand on his own, it doesn't have a din keli. So he ties the new glasses that they put in the menorahs, if you try to stand it on their own, they fall down. So maybe it's not a keli. So is machmir in tage, you see this place that they sell, that they check if the glasses have a flat strip bottom, has like a little, like an egg shekel, but it can't stand. So the machmirim, thank you, I'm machmir of them. I remember I was in Ponovich when the Tshuva Zvanogis came out. And then there was a whole kvutza that started to be machmir, the Chuvah of Moshe Shtarbuch. I was learning in Chavrusa with Rebel Povalski, in Ponovich Heim. And we sent a letter to Rebbe Moshe Shtarbuch. That is wrong. That is a aloche, it's a tesis of the noches, that the Menekiris and the Beis HaMikdosh, the Lechem HaPonim, like were half straws. And the Tesis explains that even that Be'etzel is not a keli, or Be'val it's oimed to be in the Shulchan, and the way that it serves, it's with the Shulchan together, it has a Shem keli. Be'mele, these glasses are oimed to be inside the Menorah. They're not oimed to be on their own. So now the way that they're done is to be inside of a Menorah. So maybe it's called a keli. He sent me back a letter. I didn't understand exactly the answer in his hand. So the Maaseh, the poskim say you don't have to be choishes to it. It's only a chumre ba'al. They have today things that they call them ner light. I'm not speaking about tea light, I'm speaking about ner light. You see, there's a tea light and there's a nail light. There's two different halachas. Nail light is the thing you buy, you know, they do it for the lazy people. You just crack it and you light. So it has a hersha for the badatz. Yeah? Some of the badatz give a hersha, it includes all the shyness. But is no hersha badatz, yeah? So the mice said these things also don't stand on their own. Oh, but forget about the problem that they don't stand on their own. I don't know if you choish it to the chesed la'avroam not to use them. Why? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that dishes that are able to use one time, you don't have to be toyed on them. The cans and all these achim, they don't toyed on them in America. Why? Because it's not made to use more than one time, it doesn't have a shem keli to tefillas keli. So if it doesn't have a din keli to tefillas keli, so the man doesn't have a din of keli also for the chesed la'avroam. So if you want Mitzvah Chanukah Chavivu he ad me'oy. He had read of the me'oy. Tzor li'zor ben Chanukah me'oy. The Shai is a person that uses the nail light, he could call himself that he's Zoyer me'oy. Rav Shteyman Tain is that he has a raya from a Gemara that nail light is good. Because the Gemara said that Nail Shel Cheres, every night you light, you throw it away because it's Nevuzah. You can't use it for the second night. So we see that the keli that is made for one time. But again, I'm saying it's a chumre ba'alme, especially if you use this nail light. There's two people that use the nail light. Two kind of lazy people. Some people, they have it in their room, they put the nail light inside. Some people put it in the same box when they buy it. They take out the other ones. They have it, they save money. That's eight. The last line has eight. That's part of it, I remember. That some boys used it. These boys are talking baya. The ones that use it, the menorah, so the Maaseh said the menorah is the keli. So they are lighting in the keli. The ones that are using the box is also not meant to keep. Shulzaman said it could be daylight is even better if I can. It's mehuda. It's made specially for Chanukah. It looks very nice. It's Adrama. Love again, a little bit to Alochas, more Lamaisidim. We spoke last week that Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, the Tur, Rabbi Yashiv, all of them hold that the place you have to light candles is outside. Yeah? Then Chanukah, Manicho, Al Pesach, Abayis, Vibachutz. So most people, after they heard the Shir, take they're planning to light the Chanukah, Vibachutz. Moshe does about Alocha, yeah? And Rabbi Yashiv said, even the people that light inside, hopefully, they will change their mind until next Chanukah. This was in the Tshuva, and he hopes And when Chanukah will come, they will start tonight. So, I want to speak about a little bit the halachas first for the people that light outside. As a halacha, you have to put oil that could light for half an hour. We'll see later what means a half an hour. Half an hour from when? But you have to have oil that could light for half an hour. What would it be if a person put oil that is not enough for half an hour? But in the middle, after he lights the menorah, he adds oil. It's okay or not? If a person put oil that could light for half an hour, less than a half an hour, but in the middle, he adds more oil. It's good or it's not good? The halacha is for sure it's not good. Why? Hadlokei oisa mitzvah. Valadlokei oisa mitzvah. So you can't add oil. It has to be b'shas de hadlokei is enough oil for half an hour. Kum de briskerov. Zog de briskerov. If you light the menorah outside and you open the box. So if you leave it open like this, the wind will blow it out. Then a half an hour. So what do you do? Right after you light it, you close the box. But b'shas that look, it was not going to light for half an hour. But mainly, you're not yoitze. That look is a mitzvah. And then it's like the b'skerov. So what is the eitze if you hold like the b'skerov? Or you make a hole on the top and you come inside with a candle. Or you open the door a little bit with a long candle. I normally, the first years I would like practice like a couple of days before Chanukah. There's no way, if someone didn't practice, there's no way to matzliach to do it. Like you open it a little bit, you go in. It's like, it's avoyde. Avoyde kosher shivim mikdash. To light outside. See, I have pictures they sell from Reb David, how he lights outside, you can see. It's mamish, avoyde kosher shivim mikdash. You look at his face there. How it's mamish. It's mechavim. This is, but you might. This is one of the reasons that a lot of people light inside. Because if you light outside, you don't know what you're doing. You're not yoytze. You're not yoytze. Connected to Briskerov, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Chaim Kanievsky. Again, if you do Briskerov, it's a bracha levatom. Because the shas that you lift and the door was open, it can light for half an hour, it doesn't help to close. It's a bracha levatom. Bracha levatom mamash. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, they hold that you're allowed to light when the box is open. It's not like oil. Oil in the pshat is not enough oil for half an hour. But when you light with an open box, is shemen that is going to live for half an hour. It's a ruach mitzuyah that will come to take it away. So you move away the ruach. You move away the ruach. And more from that, maybe you even have a plan. Chaim Kanievsky brings a half a raya that he's right. Shabuah says if someone lights the candles, b'mokim sharuach mitzuya, tof reish ayin gimel simkot mechofei, v'kopso zot mitzuya. Hidlika b'mokim sharuach mitzuya, yochoyle lechaboyso v'kopso zot mitzuya. Even the nuli da loche is kopso ain't zot mitzuya b'ikar adin. Aber hidlika b'mokim sharuach mitzuya v'kopso zot mitzuya. For Chaim Kanievsky, even on kopso. If it was wrong to be mechaber, it's already in Lad Yoitze. So you could say, no, that if the end it didn't go off, so this guy led a freya. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yom Zilber, and then they say, B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Shem Zalman, that Be'ikar Adin, you don't have to leave it closed. You see the pictures they sell from Rabbi Yashiv, you see his box is wide open, and he stands with a candle, and he's lighting. David is closed completely with a crack and like the Miskero. The Shmir Shabbos told me that Likatchila you have to be Machne. I remember when I was a Bocher, Chanukah time, some Shulazad and Erebach, after Shir, were discussing if you have to be Choshi to Miskero, not to be Choshi to Miskero. Even in Alicha Shleimah, in Aloha and Sezat, you're allowed to do it, but am I said, when we were Bocher, we understand it from him that for sure the right thing is to be Choshi to Miskero. So you ask Mishnah Zalman, what would be if 10 Bochim are standing around it? So like this, there's no wind. And then we'll close the box, and then the box will move. So l'chu is like a big box. So Shuzan told me that it's not good, because no one could see it. Every time when someone lights, you can't see it. So first you said maybe, so someone said maybe you can see from the side, if he's a very big guy, yeah? He blocks the whole thing. So Shuzan said like this. When a person lights it, be'etzer he could move. Granted, he doesn't move. Here, when the people are around it, they can't move. Because if they move, it will blow off. So you're lighting it in a way that it can light. Meaning that you're it. If you're relying on the body, it's not good. If you're not relying on the body, rather you're standing there, so it's not a chisol. Because you can move. You'll ask me a shayla, why when someone lights in the house is yoitza? The talent is very poshut. In the house, that look is for you, not for Bnei Rishu Sorabi. But in the street, the pirsum, this is a Bnei Rishu Sorabi. What?
It's
not an added. The pirsum, this outside is only for Bnei Rishu Sorabi. Like the Mishnebura says, Bezman HaZeh Shemadlikim Bifnim, you could light even Acha Shetich L'Regel V'Nashuk, right? But outside you can light. Outside the Mokim Pirsum is of Bnei Rishu Sorabim. If you're standing there, they can't see. So if you're glad you're standing there, it's not a problem. But if you're relying on the body, so again, if you don't know how to light outside, maybe it's better to light in the window. Someone asked me once, why this Bachim I tell them to light inside, and the other Bachim I tell them to light outside. But the Talmud says, I know this Bachim. If I don't have the light outside, they don't know the biskirov. They're busy with the donuts, yeah? So this bottom, I don't have the light in the window. I don't have the light outside, you know, they leave it open. So some bottom, I don't tell them the light outside. Because I'm losing. When the guy's in mind, I'm losing outside, they don't have the door open. But if someone wants the light outside and they leave the door open, yes, I'm the least for him, I'm going to get him from Zabar, not to be chayshish to the biskirot. Even that, Ali Chashleime is a lotion, I don't know who writes it, Ali Chashleime, he says that you're allowed to light it outside even though it's wind. And they add from the Ksaviyad there, from the Talmud, especially if the body is covering it. I think that it was someone that was listening when we spoke then, but he didn't get it the right way. He says, kiss me in the Talmud. I was there when it happened. The book back out. Now, another chumre, Mitzvah Chanukah Zohir Ad Me'oit. A lot of times you light the candle and you see the candle starts to jump. Today, you know, when you have the good psilas, it's not so much. But the old fashioned people that they do it when, you know, from cotton, you know, they roll it, but it gets like a hat in the top. Start to jump, the fire is jumping back and forth. Or some people have these floating wicks there. You know, you see it start to, you know, start to slip in and like that. You know, 2 more minutes, we'll drown, yeah? You're not so sure. So what people do, they don't want to blow it out. They try gently to pull it out. If you have like a twister as a, you can pull it out without blowing it out. Could be is the worst thing in the world to do. Why? Most people say, I don't want to blow it out, because who said it will go off? So they try to fix it without, you know, they play with it. V'alat loke is a mitzvah. If b'shaz that loke, the way you put it on, if it will go off in 10 minutes, you would have a yaitze. It doesn't help to fix it. So if you fix it, the answer is, would it be about to go off in 10 minutes? Now you fix it, it stays, but you don't know that you would have a yaitze. So the base yaitze is to blow it out. To light it again. But you're right, then you're thinking, but maybe anyway if it lights up, stop losing. So there's a grace of mumcha to Mishai, what to do? I think every time you have to ask a rabbi exactly what to do. I'll just stop, play with it to fix it. Maybe Mishpitz on it fine, keep shooting. It doesn't help to pull it. But what are you pulling it up? another chumra that was not accepted, but only the Baruch Hashem, I see now, most people stop to use it, so it's not so negea. They have these floating wings, those are red ones and blue. So the machmirim don't use them. No machmir uses them. Why? You also use them? No. Why not? Why people don't use them? Because the halacha is you have to light with an oil that can light for half an hour. So now, this is the oil. If you know, if you put a little wing inside, the floating one, it gets only till here. So how this oil lights? When this finishes, this goes here, right? What if you have a candle, you only put a little bit of oil, but it has like a spring. When it finishes, it jumps to the next one. Then it jumps to the next one. You have a side of the yaitzer. About a dish, right? You have to light with a place that is oil. Here is no oil. Here is a little bit of oil. What will happen when this oil will finish will be a jump. It will jump down. And there will be another jump. So you're not lighting for half an hour. Why not? Because you didn't think about it till now. It's not the only time.
The wick has to absorb the oil. It's not either half
an hour. No, but every wick can absorb the oil from the whole place. But this can't take the oil from the bottom. That's how you will get there. When this oil finishes, is a jump. That's a jump. Happens the whole time. If you can see good, you see it fall. It's falling the whole time, a little bit. No, if it's like a if it's like a dark class, 10, 5 minutes, 7 minutes.
Maybe the whole thing's one there.
Oh, so this is the side of the Mekili. This is the side of the Mekili. What? All the tools. When I was a kid, we knew that we don't use it. Shlomo Zalman told me it's a chumra. Now, there's another chumra that was not so accepted, but again, I think the machmirim, Shema machmirim, I'm machmir on it, that this is even not by the floating ones. This even by today, Baruch Hashem, they make them long already. You heard about that? They make them long. Because the floating one also had sometimes, you know, the boat will turn over. So they made them long. They call it, they long. But the problem is, they want the fire to catch very good. They cover it with some wax. Sometimes they do it red and sometimes they do it white. Know what I'm talking about? It's very hard, right? It's covered with something, with a layer. So the halacha is adloka is a mitzvah, right? So you're lighting with oil or you're lighting with candles? So you're lighting with a candle. 2 more minutes, the candle will become a wing and become oil. Say that, but adloka is a mitzvah. So when we were bachrim, what we did is we scraped it before, or we lit it for 2 minutes before, we blew it off, and then we did the same day as Chanukah. But the Mizdam and Taina that it's a chumri yaseira. Why? I also stop to be machmir because I realize when I do it, it spoils it. About he time for 2 reasons. He said every time when you light, the first minute you don't. So the ma'aseh was one eitzah that I do. That what a lot of people do is they pour the oil on top of it. So maybe you miyad already madlik with a shevet. Shuzam time is every time when you put a wig inside, a psila inside, the first minute is not oil. You burn the psila for a second. She said it's one zach. Here he said it's together. The ma'aseh Shlomo Zalman, he asked him a couple times, he says, Lekatchila is no inyan, it's a chumri yaseir, is no inyan, you could use these psilas lekatchila. Now, as another chumre, but it's kedai to know these things. Chviva in mitzvah schanike ad me'oid. Tzorich li zor bo me'oid. You saw another halacha shteit me'oid? Does that halach tzoch lizor me'oid? Zoch shtei tzoch lizor me'oid. People hear it 10 times, 12 times, yeah? Tzoch lizor me'oid? What's the pshat? It's not much like the wicks, every 20 minutes. So, the machmir in tayna azah chumre. After you light it, so, some people are makhli to run away right away after that adloka. And you light the menorah, they run away right away. Aval Hashem Mishnebu, you're not allowed to run away till the shalev is eilu me'aleh. But let me tell you, you call him beer for 5 minutes. You like, hey, you schmooze for 5 minutes and then you take away the candle. So for sure it's not good because it's avuka, right? Two things is avuka. If at loko is a mitzvah, so if it was avuka the first 5 minutes and then it's a candle, you're not yoitzer, right? So that's how you light. Does it aloche? A second extra, you're already spoiling it. So the machmir miyad with the light, they run away. You have an answer why not? Avuka, you're not yoitzer. What? Said it. The melacha shores. But to schmooze 5 minutes, mask condition. 4 minutes. What is that one? 4 minutes. 3 minutes.
How
are the lights? Said it. But some people, stamp. They stay there extra just in case. They stay around just in case. No, just in case they stay there another minute to say. So you have minimum 8 minutes. Can you have to know exactly the shield? What's all that? The b'liyashi has the chumre. That has to be shemen shahoy le'achile. Avad it's a chumre be'alme, because the Mishnah Berurah says you can use candles. Candles for sure not roy le'achile. Yeah? You can use chaylev. Not only that, they want to bring another raya. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to use shemen shel isur achile. Even shemen shel nasa v'bosa b'cholot, the shalat shuvah is matir. Because mitzvah slav le'edes nitnu. Is it isur bishul? So they say it's a avor, it's not a bishul. Sreif is not a bishu. Shara teisuk teisarosh and yivom is nabov. She had a right to them. Okay, Avad, you can say it's different. Shemel is the isur, it's roi le'achile. Because you got it, can't eat it. What is the mokif of Mechum of Rav Eliyash? The time is you have to have dugi de beis amigdo shroi le'achile. It's a chumot. The Shmir Shabbos told me that it's lekatchile mamish. It's not inyev in the mamish. Rav Meir Shmuel Levitz told me that the ones that they sell here, that it says Lemoir Bilvad, he said he could drink a whole bottle, nothing will happen to you. I think he said he checked. Nothing will happen to you. They write it because then, if Chas V'Shalom you eat it, you could sue them, you know, all these achim, yeah? But it's not the Pshat. Pshat is all different things, Roy La'achiva. In our days, you know, this country, that country, all different government mahalchim. So this doesn't pass that government mahalchim. They don't put it in the picture, you know, like dangerous and bones. It's sakone, poison. But if people will put it in the salad, people will use it with the dime. It has epis. That's a genug. What a mold we call le'achile was hide the more. So Mele says the father's a kamesh, we'll have it with Afnish.
What?
You have to know what Shemen Zayzoch exactly means. But Tipo Rishon, no one has your Tipo Rishon. So it means Aleph oil. Zoch, not Zoch. Zel Bezach. Has to be not mixed with water. That's it. Now, Shemen Zayzoch, this is the Kulteira I heard from him when I was 16 years old. He came to Kulteira and he said it in Simas Hanukkah. זה הלוך, היקיפו פסילויס, אפילו לדר איך עוד לא יעושה לו. If you have a dish full of psilis, and you light them, אפילו לדר איך עוד לא יעושה לו, because it looks like a avuka. It looks like a fire. So היקיפו פסילויס, אפילו לדר איך עוד לא יעושה לו. פרק רב לזו מישה הורביץ, מנק עם דה גמורה, why אפילו לדר איך עוד לא יעושה לו? Hadlokah is a mitzvah. The first one is yotze. Later it became a fire. So why you keep up sila is a filu l'narech od l'yolzala? Chodsh one, you'll be yotze. Zogim Lezom Moshe, we talk about a person that took a big fire and lit all of them in one shot. Remember, Moshe Zaman said, Lezom Moshe, you have a grace of man, Shalom. Go a grace of doichak. Go a grace of doichak. And this is the case? One kash. Second kash, if I can show you the Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos Odit Mishum Shalom Beisa. If I can show you the Zalman, what? Light Ner Chanukah, blow it out, and light Ner Shabbos. Had lo goes a mitzvah. Right, like at Chile, you're not allowed to blow it out. But you anyway only have one candle, And your other chance is to light Ner Shabbos, right? So instead of lighting Ner Shabbos, light the Ner Chanukah, blow it out, and light the Ner Shabbos. Why Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos? Ner Shabbos is only Mishum Shlom Beiser. Light Ner Chanukah, blow it out. See, right, there's some shittas that if you light it before Shkia, then we say Kovza Zakukla. But Thomas Adeshan holds that even before Shkia, Kovza Ein Zakukla. That if someone lights candles, al das to blow them out, you're not yoitzin, it's a bracha levatol. So we get to the modernische, that they go to hotels for Chanukah. Some places, you know, they tell you to light downstairs. Yeah? After everyone finishes the light, there's a goyim open, and he blows out everything, cleans out the place. Yeah? For supper. Yeah, everyone lights, and tells the place to light, and 2 minutes the guy stands there. So the balabatish of people think, half an hour oil, it's roi to light, and they're going to his room. I lit a candle that is roi. You want to get such a place? Yeah. And it was roi for half an hour. So Rav Shmuel Zalman, you're not yoitza, it's a bracha levatole. Vali has a das to blow it out, he's a chetze beruach mitzuyah. The mainly kifo psilois. Vali have a das to make psilois. The main afilu l'nerechot lo yonseloi. The chanukah and the Shabbos only mishum shle beise. What do you tell me? Light the chanukah, blow it out, and light the Shabbos. Vali have a das to blow it out. So afilu the Shabbos, the chanukah not yoytze. Same thing. Shem zamer holds that you're in the plane to light in the plane without a bracha. No, you can't light in the plane. It's dangerous. But in the old days, you were allowed to light fire in the plane. But the problem is, they would come to shut it. It's a bracha levatol. Anyway, the plane had to make a bracha, Rav Shmuel Zalman says. So today, Lemaisi says, take a flashlight. Would you, and you light the flashlight, you put it in the front of you in the chair. And then one person was the 8th day, took a flashlight. But it's a chumah of Rav Shmuel Zalman. It's a chumah of Rav Shmuel Zalman. You hold on the flashlight as a fire, we made it a plane, like a tchile. That's the chumra ba'alma. But we call Mekoyim, this is the chumra of Shmuel Zalman, the Gabi hotels, or the Gabi every place that you know that people will blow it out. There's a lot of nafkemine. Someone has roommates, you know, they blow it out. So he lights, and they blow out. Or he has neighbors, you know, everybody's strong, they don't want him to light outside. He lights, they know every second the neighbor comes and blows it out. Zalman says, a bracha levatole. For him, Zalman kash on himself. The halacha is, if a person was standing on the roof, and he throws down a dish, it's chayav. Zora keli miroi shagag, chayav. Zora keli miroi shagag, v'hoyu shom korim v'ksoses. Ubo acher v'silkom, hu potu v'acher potu. He's potu because when he threw it, it was pillows to catch the bag. The one that took the pillows, Golish Gitan. What if he throws it, and there's a Ruach Metsuya that is planning to move the pillows, he chayev. Because you know there is no pillows. If you throw those pillows and then someone came and took it, you put it. But if you throw it and there's a Ruach Metsuya that is about to take the pillows, then you chayev. The halacha is, Zora Keli Meroy Shagat. והיו אשר קורים וקסוסס, ובו אחר וסילקו, ואפילו הוא פוטו. Even if he ran and he moved the קורים וקסוסס, he's פוטו. For example, Zalman, why? If he has a das to move the קורים וקסוסס, so זה כרוח מצויו. Like we're saying now, that if he has a das to be מקיף בפסילס, it's not called out loke. If someone has a das to blow it out, it's not called out loke. So why if Zohar Keli Meroy Shagai the Kodah move the silkom, why is Potu? If a big Ruach Mitzuy that is about to move the pillows is higher. So why Kodah move the silkom is Potu?
What would that idea
have pulled
it away after he dropped?
That's not Mistava that he managed, yeah? So someone asked Mistava, I said, what's the shir? Someone asked me how he managed to get down. But if someone has a kasha, I thought it was a string connected to the pillow. He drew it and he pulled the pillow with a string. Yeah? But if you have to have a chetimtza, how to gemara? Yeah? Chetimtza is fantasy when we learn the gemara. Yeah? So that's the kasha of Shmuel Zalman. It could be Rabbi Peretz for the kasha at the beginning of Akoinus. But Shmuel Zalman said that if you light it on dust to blow it out, it's felt in that look. But if you call the mazik, you're not go. So we call the kasha, that's the chidush. Let me get back to if someone goes away for Shabbos, so where he lights? Yeah, but no, this is one of the hardest halachas of Chanukah. Especially most people go away for Shabbos. So you have to know where you light. Where you light if you go away for Shabbos? So it's three things. Chumras Rebbe Eliashiv, where we have to go do. Machlekes Reb Shmuel Zalman v'Chazanish. So I'm speaking now on a normal case. Not on a normal case as a shiur b'fnei atzmo, and I will explain. Lama Zalman HaBocher is going away to Arnof for Shabbos. So, the normal case, I want to speak on the normal case. Lama Zalman is going to stay by Chatzkel. Chatzkel invited him for Shabbos. This is the best case. Staying by Chatzkel for Shabbos. If he's staying by Chatzkel for Shabbos. So, Lel Shabbos, he lights by Chatzkel. Right? Lel Shabbos, he will light by Chatzkel. It's very posh. Motzi Shabbos, where he lights Motzi Shabbos? He's going back to Yeshiva Motzi Shabbos, where he will light Motzi Shabbos. So Shmuel Zalman says, if you stay there for a couple hours, you could light there. Eat him la Malke, and then come back. Chazanish says no. Val is planning to sleep in Yeshiva, he has to light back in the Yeshiva. So, Mi'ikir Adir, Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, Rabbi Eliashiv hold, if you stay there for 2 hours, you light there. And Bnei Brak, they go to feed the Chazanish, they light back in the Yeshiva. Chaim Kanievsky says, I mean, he was a Bacher, he learned in Lomjer in Petach Tikva, he came home for Shabbos, he asked the Chazanish where to light, he told him, go back to Yeshiva. To light in the Yeshiva. He says, but I want to learn with the stipler, Chama Chavusim with the stipler. What's the Shabbos? I remember my father. So he told him, send the shliach to Yeshiva to tell him to light for you Motzei Shabbos in Yeshiva. So, again, Me'ikar Adin, a person goes away for Shabbos and he's eating Bechatzko. Lel Shabbos, he lights Bechatzko. Motzei Shabbos, if he's staying for 2 hours Bechatzko, he lights Bechatzko. If he's a Chazanish, he has to light in Yeshiva. So if he wants to be Yotze Alashitas, the best thing is, when he's there, Motzei Shabbos, he will light Bechatzko, and when he comes back to Yeshiva, he will light without a bracha, to be Yotze Lechazanish. Or to ask his roommate to light for him, and the deer.
If he lights outside, then
what?
If he lights outside, then missed it then.
Right? If he lights outside, so then when he comes back, he will light inside. Motzei Shabbos, he will light inside.
Better to send the shliach, or to...
Better to send the shliach.
Or to light by the place of...
No, to light in the light by Chatzko, and also send the shliach and yeshiva to light for you. Because the Iker Adim, Shul Zahav Liyash, that's the Iker Psak. Light by Chatzko, stay there for 2 hours in Lava Malka. If you can't stay there from Lava Malka, you're not invited. Sometimes you're in a hotel, you have to pull out. So the Chochmah is Meroish to Mesader, and you can stay there for a couple hours. Chochmah is Meroish. Book the hotel for a couple hours. But if you can, then you run to Yeshiva. You can make a bracha by Chatzko because we're passing like Shmuel Zalman Rabbi Eliashiv. If you're a machmir ktsas, so you choishes the chazanish, right? So you light also one when you come back. Machmir more, you skip a bracha lebatala, yeah. So you yoytza with a bracha for the balabais. What? What would be if everyone has guessed? This will be a problem. But you yoytza with a bracha for the balabais. Now, if you machmir more, the bracha of the bais is not enough. Why? Because could be you don't have to light bechatzko. Could be the chazanish is right. Right? So the bracha of the bais is not chal. Later when you come to yeshiva, you will not make a bracha. So by etzem, you don't have a bracha yet, right? Now, as a halacha, there is a birkas haroye. It's a birkas aroya. If a person doesn't have a menorah, he has to make a birkas aroya. But when the Malabais made a bracha, the virus is no birkas aroya. So the machmirim, a yoitza from chatzkul, but they look in the window on a menorah that's already lighting to be yoitza the birkas aroya. Again, three but shalosh madreis. You could light like a shemazalman by chatzkul. Stay there for 2 hours. Machmirim aleph, they light again when they come out without a bracha. Machmirim beis, and better machmirim, yoitza the birkas balabais. Bigger machmirim, when the balabais bench, they look around to see a menorah to be yoitza birkas aroya. Because it could be that they not yoitza and their menorah to have a birkas aroya.
Balabais should have a mind.
It doesn't make a difference how. It's more to you in the bracha. Shaila is, now, this is in a simple case, and I'm only covering a simple case. The hardest case that every year happens in Hanukkah, and I hate to answer these questions, is a person is going to Arnav for Shabbos. But he's not eating by Chatzkel on Shabbos. He's eating by Yankel. Chatzkel is only the sleeping place. The eating place is Yankel. Word to light. This is one of the hardest things to answer. So this is Nochnisha Zatzor. You could be Mishtatev by Chatzkel and Mishtatev by Yankel. Or light by one of them to be Yotzer with his bracha. You might have to look in the window, yeah? And to be yoitza with the other one. But a lot of times you're invited to Shabbat Shalom brachas in Chanukah. Where are they eating? In the hall of the shul. Where you're sleeping? They put you up somewhere. Then what do you do? Where you light? Mokim ha'achile yikor or mokim ha'sheina yikor? Mokim ha'achile or mokim ha'sheina? This is a big shaila that the oilam anoyek chaygavne to do where they sleep, but if the sugis it's not so partial. So this shaila I don't want to answer. It's a daila tzora b'shaita. It's a big shaila. It's hard to answer the shaila. What? Yeah. If you eat also something where you're sleeping, this will be poiter alibayot. This will come to it bound to the bochrim. That if they eat in one place, you know, they have these places, they serve food for the bochim, but they don't light there. They want to light in the deer. They have to light in the deer. The bochim in yeshiva, they sleep somewhere, they eat in yeshiva, or they sleep in Shalmei, and they eat in the Merkazi. They eat in the Merkazi, they sleep in Bisi Shaya, they eat in Bisi Shaya. What do you mean? Supper eats here, and breakfast eats here, and some meals eats in the stores. You have to know where to light. I'm saying, this is this is one of the hardest things. It's a very big problem. So I'm saying again, when you go away for Shabbos, the Eitzah Tova is to try to have the meals where you sleep.
What
about in shuls that have a basement for the shuls upstairs? No. Right? That menorah is for the tzibur. It's not the mokra. Pashtus. It's not mokra ma'achila. It's not mokra ma'achila. But we'll get back. Rebbe Eliashiv has another chumra. Rebbe Eliashiv holds, he brings down a prichodosh. Simen tof reisha in zayin. Prichodosh says, Odom ha'olechim mishpachto ilaches yimei Chanukah. If you went away for all the days of Chanukah with your family, you don't have to light in your house. Because you went for the whole Chanukah. As Medayik Rebbe Eliashiv, only because you went for the whole Chanukah. But if someone leaves his house for 1 or 2 days, he has to light also in the house where he lived. Why? Because people will come and will see that there's no candles. As they v'gzeir asaroy. Meir Rebbe Eliashiv holds, if someone leaves his house for 2 days, he has to light in his house. So Meir Rebbe Eliashiv holds, that if you go home for Shabbos from Chanukah, the Israeli yeshivas, he says the bochim have to light, even the denied deer they have to light. So in Ponovich, a member was both bochim that lived for all the bochim and went away. The fee says, if you don't find someone to light you when you go away, you can't go away. So Shabazam Zed, Sikeni Zayn, Chanukah is not jail. Even when I'm home, I don't have a car inside. No, so I don't know if it's a riot. It's a riot if someone doesn't have a car. No? I don't know that people have. No, I'm saying it's
just.
Everyone in America has a car? I was now recently, I saw a lot of people don't have cars. So, the Moshe Shazama time is that if some room is already lighting in the room, so maybe there's no gzeira, maybe. There's no gzeira. Also, more from that, not the chassidim of Moshe, for some time it's only a b'liyash and a shitose, that you have to light outside. But people that light inside, so no one anyway knows. Chaim Galievsky says that when he went from Yeshiva back, so Motzei Shabbos, the Chaznish told him to go back home. But in Shabbos, the Chaznish told him to light the neighbor, no one has to light from your Yeshiva. So the Chaznish told Chaim Galievsky that you don't have to be choshesh to it. So on the side time that it's different because he went to his father's house, so this is the Iker. But I've added this chumre chas v'sholem to do, and I'm welcome that there's a sakone of fire. To leave a fire when no one is around, it's dangerous. Chmir sakanta misu. But I'm saying again, legab, if you go away, if you eat and sleep in different places, you have to have a real shailas chocham what to do. A real shailas chocham what to do. Now, let me get right to the Yam of Halochas. I'm trying to cover a couple more Halochas. When you light, when does this man look? So normally when you ask someone when you light, they tell you, light when you follow it. Right? Problem is, a lot of guys come to ask me when to light. I tell them, do what your father does. He says, my father lights when he comes back from work. Yeah, so that's Mishkin Shita, yeah? It's a oynes, a chenish, it's mal, an oynes, lo mishame. But lemaise, the bochur wants to know lemaise now when to light. He wants to know the halacha. So we have to know. Tzeis HaKichovim is a choshev and minik to light in Tzeis HaKichovim. Shkia is a choshev and zman to light. Yeah. These are the two zmanim. A real choshev and zman, shkia, a real choshev and minik, Tzeis HaKichovim. And every person has to follow his minik and his psak. The Gemara in Shabbos says, mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad shetich l'regel min ashuk. Ma'i lav, tell lav, di loy adlik madlik, ina mi l'shiyur. What is mishetishka achamo? The Goyen learns, mina Yerushalayim and the Purushim, exactly in Shkir. Yerushalayim, it's around 4:41, 4:42. Chazanish was like around 20 minutes after it. In America, some people do 25 minutes, or 10 minutes, if you're a Moshe. Shulchan Aruch state, Tzeis HaKichov. Im lo yadlik, in that time, so the Shulchan Aruch yochol lehadlik kol alay. Velevorech. Sharatzion says, lekatchile to wake up two or three people. And they don't want to, if you want to make a bracha, you're all in the house, I'm mevorech lehivsi. So, mi'ikar adin, you have to light b'shkir b'tzeis HaKichovim, kol alaylo lo yifsi. What? Kol alaylo is only in the house. Nigmor shtei zman adloki hu ad shetich l'regel min ashuk. And also you have to put enough oil k'dat shir. So the person can say the shir is a half an hour. Now the shaila is from when the half an hour starts. If this man is Shkia, so it's a half an hour from Shkia. If this man is Tzeis HaKichovim, it's a half an hour from Tzeis HaKichovim. Mishnah Berurah says, if you choshesh to Rabbi Nutam, so it's a half an hour from Rabbi Nutam. So from Shkia till a half an hour after Rabbi Nutam, Mishnah Berurah says it's an hour and three quarters. Now the Rambam says, mitzvosu mishetishka achamo. V'tir delekes chosisho o yoisa. Vim loy adlik, eino madlik. The Rambam holds, you have to light and tie, vim loy adlik, eino madlik. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. If the time is chatzi shor or yoyser, means a little bit more. If you light after shkia, zog the Mishnah Berurah, v'fi the Rambam, you lose the time. So light and tie. Because if you light at Tzeisek Yechov, you feel the Rambam, you light Yoytze. Maybe there's man at Tzeisek Yechov. It's not going to be Shnebov. You want to be Machmir, put oil for an hour and three quarters, and then you'll be covered from Shkia till a half an hour after Tzeisek Yechov. The Rambam says, this man is there, Shabbat Ligim Lefnim, you could light the Kol Alayla. B'meile, the Chassidim Taila, better to light in Tzeisek Yechovim. Why? Because Lemaisa, the Rambam says, Bizman Azeh, Kol HaLaila is good. If you light in Shtiyah, maybe the time is not Shtiyah, maybe the time is Tzeisek Yechovim, so you live before the time. Some shit is old, if you light before the time, at Lok Goyza Mitzvah, and you're not Goyza at all. The Mishnah Berurah says, Fakel. Light and shkia, and put oil till half an hour after Tzeisek Yechovim, because even if it's not the time, but the evidence is good. So you have to know like this. If you're a chassidish guy, you want to keep your minig, gizuntahet. If you're a mitzvah guy, do your minig. If you're a chassidish guy, and you came to yeshiva, and you heard the shiur aloch, and you decided to be makbid on Rebbe Yashiv, then you already become touchy. Why? If you want to light chassidish time and you're lighting outside, you don't have the Ramah. The Ramah said shebezman hazeh shemadligim b'fnim madligim kol alayla. So it could be the minhag of the chassidim that they were not makbid on shkia 7, 8. Always been hugging. They took their time because be'etzel the falozach of the Ramah. But if you light outside, you don't have the heter bezman hazeh madligim kol alayla. So you can't chab both. So shkia, Tzeisek Yechovim. But if you like, be'etzel lefi the Rambam, if you like, like Lemoshel, 20 minutes after Tzeisek Yechovim, could be tzebroch levatola. Lefi the Rambam, the time doesn't change. Bezman hazeh, shemadlikim b'fnim, you could like more. But you're not madlik b'fnim. Now, the Biskerov b'mshat in the Rambam, O Yoyser, that if tich l'regel min hashuk is later, so the time becomes later. 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Geula is 9 o'clock, Hanof is 7 o'clock. Now, the Biskerov learned that you have to put oil inside Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk. The Biskerov lived near the Chol Press. There was a big movie place there. Now, Baruch Hashem, the building, a big building there. And the last movie was 12 o'clock. So he was makbid to put oil till 12 o'clock by night. Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk. It's a big chiddush. It's two chiddush. One chiddush that the time stays, you could light. Dahin. What to explain? The shayla is a time for half an hour. Now, the zman hazeh, you could light later. So the zman hazeh, the tich l'regel min hashuk is later. You have to put also more oil in the beginning, or it means that you could light a half an hour even later. So the Zalman will say that this man has like a tchila to have 2 hours oil inside. But at least a half an hour. At least a half an hour. At least a half an hour. Now, another halacha, when people light inside their room, so again, I'm saying, like, I'm saying this halacha is me'ikar ad-din, a half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour, a quarter, 3 quarters is good. But to know that the ma'isa is the Indian, that the candles will light the latest that we could, v'mokim shloitich l'rekel min hashuk. People that light inside their rooms, inside their house, they don't have a Pesach habayis, and they want to light in a window, like we spoke about. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, not to light in a window of a different roommate. It's not your room, it's his room. Maybe you're not yoitza. Maybe you're not yoitza. Loi niboye in rooms that is makbid gomu. You know these rooms are makbid gomu? You're not allowed to step in someone else's room? Then for sure you're not allowed to lie there. Even if it's not makbid gomu, if the pshat is that everyone speaks and learning in that room, say that, then it's ando yazach. What happens, but sometimes only one room has the window. So Shlomo Zalman says, Lekatchile, over Chanukah to eat dira meal in that room. The whole dira will eat in that room a meal, or at least use it over Chanukah. Bochrim that live in the dorm. So then you don't have a problem. But we'll start, what would be, they live in a dorm near a shiva. I remember we were speaking about Kol Teire as a main building, and then the yeshiva has like two dorm buildings. Like the Moshe, they have the Tzaddikim here, they have Beis Menachem's building, Shiva's building, they have across the yeshiva, I forgot that name, the Gavriel's building. There's no rooms of eating there. Zogim Shem Zalman, lekatchile, to eat one meal in your room. Not to eat all the meals in the dining room, because it has to be. If someone is very hard for him, at least you take a snack in the zayin is doing today.
Every day of Chanukah.
If you live in the dorm, so again, in the mirror I'm saying it's a problem, because you can live in the dorm, but the dining room is not the same building. I'm not going, some people want to say a Shvach HaTayre, that the tunnel that connects Beis Sholem to the name, Shvach. It doesn't exist. Yeah? That's not called one building. So, the Moshe, if you sleep in Beis Sholem, so or try to switch with someone and get a meal in Beis Sholem dining room, or at least one meal, take to your room. Now, what would be if you sleep in Beis Sholem, Lamazagim? And you eat in Bishalom, but you're not lighting outside. Everything is tafus already. So you're lighting in your window. Shlomo Zalman says, Lekatchila also to eat a meal on your roof. Because it has to be Mokim Achille. If it's too hard, it's easier to be Mekel, because it's one building. But Lekatchila to do it in the same place. We'll stop here.
Why shouldn't it be bottled to the window? It's the same logo as that.
Right. Why shouldn't it be bottled to the window?
It's the same thing.
Okay.